Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
And good morning, everybody. Great to be with you as we start another day. It is Thursday, the day that is after Hump Day and the day before Freedom Friday, which is tomorrow. You'll be able to call Political Coffee, this show, and talk about anything you want to talk about politically. It doesn't have to be what's on my plate tomorrow. Just warning you, setting it up as we go along. All right. Yesterday, Joe Biden held that disastrous news conference. I mean, folks, it was so bad. I mean, you have the Washington Post calling Biden a liar, folks. In essence, that's what they said. Now, I mean, everybody knows that Joe Biden has been a liar for a long, 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 long time. I mean, that's why he had to drop out of the presidential race a couple of times. Priorly because he was a plagiarist. So when it's that bad, is there anything that you think can be done? Is there any amount of network or Instagram or Facebook or Twitter interference that they can do to stop the cratering of Joe Biden's public opinion? Is there anything that can be done? Now, why would I ask that question? Well, because they're going to try. Now, if you think that the implosion of Joe Biden and the Democrats is just a one-off deal, you're wrong. Because right now, across America, parents are never more upset about what's going on in public education than what they're seeing right now. And it's everywhere. Now, right here, obviously in Newburgh, we saw the results of parents standing up against the leftist teachers, the leftist teachers union, the Hollywood celebrities, the LGBTQ alphabet folks, demanding transgenderism, demanding critical race theory be taught in these public schools. The people said no to the recalls, and by pretty good numbers. Now, what's amazing is that there are enough people that even voted to recall those board members. Because frankly, it should have been half of that. But nonetheless, parents are waking up. Now that's, friends, I think fundamentally, this is something that transforms cultures. There are events that do just that. And I think what we're seeing happen, and the Fox News reporter, Steve Ducey's boy, Peter Ducey, and in that Biden press conference yesterday, really, really said it when he asked him the question about, you know, why are you trying to move America so far to the left so fast? Everybody gets it. Now, this is overreach on the part of the left. Okay? But don't think for one moment that it isn't going to have a lasting impact. Because it is. You know, Jerry called yesterday and said something that I thought was absolutely correct. He asked the question, when did this move leftward, when did that start? His theory was that it happened under the U.S. Supreme Court ruling about gay marriage. And that could very well be, because I think that it did embolden so much of the left to come out in force with their agenda, thinking that they can run the table now because they had a Supreme Court. Well, little thing happened. It was called Donald Trump. Now, even though U.S. Supreme Court is not perfect these days by any stretch of the imagination, the Supreme Court, today's a story in the Oregonian, rejected Trump's request to block the release of certain White House records sought by this January 6th insurrection committee, which is nothing more than a political witch hunt. But friends, what I'm driving at here is a reason that you should be hopeful. Because what they have done, and in fact, in the Liberty Daily, there's a great, let me scroll down here. There's a great headline. And this plays into all of this as to where we are going and can America be saved from leftist communist thought process. So the headline of this story is this: conservative Christian culture warrior Matt Walsh destroys woke tranny biology deniers on Dr. Phil with one question. Here's what the question is: what is a woman? It's that simple. Now, this is as elemental to common sense thought processes as anything in the world. This is, along with what's going on in our public schools with transgender competition, where girls are being they're being unfairly competed against by boys who are claiming that they identify as a girl. Now, there's two things in society, I think, and in our culture, that the left is not going to be able to overcome. Number one, biology. I don't care how many laws they pass. Like in Oregon, a 15-year-old can get a sex change operation without their parents' permission. That has been the case for a number of years now. Oh, and they hide that too, by the way. All the transgender, all of the, and some of this paid for by taxpayers. Parents who have reared up their children from the very beginning, from day one, changed their diapers, do not want to lose the common sense authority that they have legally, but also from an ethical standpoint. A parent wants to retain the right until their child is of an age to make a decision, and 15 years of age is not. And in, I believe, in one other state, they're proposing 13 years of age. for these kinds of decisions to be made, and the parents can't stop it. Now, in a family, this is a big deal. It is as big a deal as it is when parents go to object to critical race theory being taught in their school system. And now all of a sudden, they're labeled domestic terrorists. Now all of a sudden, there is an FBI unit that is going after them. And by the way, it doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat. There is, here's this story on the Gateway Pundit. Here's the headline. More than two dozen FBI agents descend on the home of a Texas Democrat representative who blasted Biden and Harris over the border crisis. So what's going on is we have a corrupt FBI. I hate to say this. It has long galled me that we as a country have held this organization to be up as the paragon of justice and virtue. And they're not, folks. As we discovered with Trump, they are as corrupt as anybody can be. And in this case, if you dare to criticize Biden and Harris over the border crisis, it doesn't matter who you are. You can be a Democrat. They will weaponize the FBI and send them to intimidate you. Now, this only goes so far, folks. Because when parents now who object to what's being taught to their kids in public school get visits from the FBI because they're labeled as potentially domestic terrorists. Now government has gotten into a place they not only have no business being, but that I believe is an absolute game changer. That's why you have seen in the story that we talked about, folks, it doesn't matter how many Oregonian stories are out there. It doesn't matter how many mainstream TV or Facebook or Instagram or whatever, social media. It doesn't matter what they say. At some point, parents have said, I've had enough. This isn't right. This is wrong. I'm not going to give up my parental rights, and I am not going to let my children, which are white, be taught that they are racist just because they're white, because that's not true. Now, I want you to just think in your mind how many times that conversation has been had over the last few months since these revelations about domestic terrorism on the part of the U.S. Attorney General, sicking the FBI on these parents. And ask yourself, do you think that's a permanent game-changing issue within a family? I think it is. What do you think? Back in a moment at 6:20.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Freedom Heating and Air can make your life better. If you're not very comfortable right now because the furnace is not keeping up or the air conditioning system, the heat pump, They can get out there right away. They can fix it for you. That's what they do. It's how they've built such a great reputation, well over 40 years here in the Mid-Valley area. 503-580-1456. That's Freedom Heating and Air's phone number. 503-580-1456. You can check out their great website, including their blog, which is kind of interesting. And they have DIY kits and a number of other things. So you can just go to their websites, freedomheatingandair.net. It's all one word. freedomheatingandair.net. By the way, there was another story on the Gateway Pundit. Who's cleaning our voter rolls? George Soros founded and funded ERIC is now used in 31 states. This is the Electronic Registration Information Center. For decades, the story, and by the way, Oregon uses this, of course. For decades, the story writes, the Democrats and the leftists have fought ferociously to prevent the cleanup of state voter registration rolls. Recognizing a potential niche, left-wing activists created ERIC to clean voter rolls their way using their rules. So in 2012, the Electronic Registration Information Center was formed as a membership organization primarily for blue states. ERIC, as it's called, is essentially a left-wing voter registration drive disguised as a voter roll cleanup. But it's been gaining traction in red states too. Originally funded by Soros's Open Society, it's now responsible for cleaning the voter rolls in 31 states, plus Washington, D.C. A top election official from each member state is appointed a seat on the board or as an officer, all unpaid positions. Now, in Oregon, we took this a step further. The Democrats passed this law that says you can't, in essence, you cannot clean up your voter rolls. That's in essence what they're saying here. And that's what the practice is going to be. Now, at some point, we're going to have to figure out how to get around that. So, if I'm right, what's going on in America right now is a political realignment unlike we have not seen. And I think it'll be long lasting. I mean, I go back to what we talked about a day or so ago. You know, my thesis of political realignment is based on both my personal experience, but based on common sense. So, for instance, you go back to 2010, the revulsion against Barack Obama's, you know, honk if you're paying my mortgage and shovel-ready jobs, spending $1 trillion, which turned out to be nothing more than a payoff to the unions in all the big cities in the blue states. All of that created the Tea Party movement. The Tea Party movement largely flamed out. Yeah, there are elements of it that are still exist. And in Oregon, and I was very much a part of that and helped building it and creating opportunities. And there are still elements of it that are operating today. There are groups that are operating today in Oregon at the local level. But it was not based on anything other than economics, folks. Yeah, we all knew that it was crazy, the ideas that Obama was putting forward. But it didn't matter. You see, after the initial impact of it, I mean, people begin to realize, look at all the money we've spent right now. We've spent trillions of dollars. Trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that we've just borrowed. And until this inflation thing happened, with high gas prices, high grocery prices. Nobody really cared because it never really impacted anybody, did it? Did it impact you? Did it impact me? No, it didn't. It is now. But yet, even though that's the case, there's something far deeper when it comes to political realignment, because in 2010, it was about economics and it flamed out. Now you're talking families. Now you're talking the most elemental, important part of American culture, and that's the family. And this is why the assault against the family through the public education system, through the weaponizing of the federal government agencies to criminalize families standing up for themselves. That's why this is such a game changer. This is not economics. This is everything that people know to be true and right in their lives. That's why I say it is the game changer. Back in 6:30.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 24 minutes till the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Pfeiffer Roofing has this great new product called Roof Max, which you can only get from them. It is a soybean-based product. It's all natural. And it gets sprayed on your asphalt shingle roof. And it gives it new life. So if you're not ready to go to the expense of a new roof, a new asphalt shingle roof, maybe this is a product you should consider. Because it not only works, but it goes on at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. To check it out, you can go to their website and watch a great video with all the benefits of Roof Max. That's the product, Roof Max. Go to their website, pfeifferroofing.com, P-F-E-I-F-E-R, P-F-E-I-F-E-R, roofing.com. Or just give them a call, 503-647-4725, 647-4725. They'll come out and give you a free estimate. Roof Max. It's a fantastic product. So, no matter what, you know, the thesis that, look, folks, things have changed. Now the government's going after families. That's a huge mistake. You know, the old saying, you get what happens when you get between a mama bear and her cubs. You're going to lose. And no amount of covering, and Tim, hang on, I'll get to you in a moment here. No amount of covering by the news media is going to fix that. People have literally woken up. They know the news media is lying to them and has been. Take this Channel 8 story here. Because today at 10 o'clock is the hearing on the permanent mask rule. The headline of this story is that no, Oregon's proposed permanent mask rule is not going to remain in place forever. The permanent designation, they write, means the rule would have no built-in expiration date. But state health officials could still lift it when it's safe to do so. You know, that sounds pretty permanent to me. pretty permanent that they can just decide at a whim. An unelected bureaucrat can just decide whenever they want that, nope, we all got to start wearing masks again. But KGW says, no, it's not permanent. And the mainstream media wonders why they have lost all credibility in the eyes of people. And why we, those of us who have woken up to this, are going to other news media, new media sources. Now, again, this is a permanent game changer. This is not about the Tea Party movement of 2010, which is based on economics. This is about the most fundamental thing in our American experience, and that is the family. And when you start attacking the family, you wake people up, and I'm telling you, they, once they're woke up, they're not going back. Am I right or am I wrong? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk lines. Go to Tim. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Here's a couple of questions I have. What issues do exist today that the Republicans couldn't have addressed when they had the majority? Then, did the success of the election...
Probably a whole long list of them.
So why didn't they?
Because
I have to know that if I'm going to vote for Republicans.
Republican Party is a party. A Republican. So let's just take. If you are you referring to the Tea Party days? Because you remember Barack Obama was president, so there was only so much they could do. But if you're talking about with Trump and Republicans, you got to remember what happened. What happened is just so many of those rhino Republicans never wanted Trump to win in Congress. I mean, specifically both the senators and the members of the House, Tim, and they believed the Russia hoax. They absolutely believed it. And they would not give him hardly anything.
Did the Republican Party, were they against the rhinos? The meetings
no,
that I went
too many
to,
of them
they
are
were against
rhino.
The Republican and the Democratic Party. They were for the Constitution.
They should have been.
So,
but
going
you bring
back
up a
to,
good point.
Oh, one last one. Did Obama win, or did the Republican Party nominate Never Trumpers? McCain and Romney. Why vote for them? So I think there were a lot of people who didn't vote because there was no difference between Obama and Never Trumpers.
That's hard to argue with. I mean, this has been the problem until Trump came along. I mean, this has been the problem all along. Is that Republicans and Democrats in Congress basically acted the same. Oh, there were small differences, which gets to your point. If you're going to nominate Never Trumpers, why vote Republican? And I hope that, you know, Liz Cheney and others that voted against Trump and voted for his impeachment, I hope they are all soundly defeated in their re-elections here in the upcoming months, because that sends the message that America doesn't want two parties that are the same.
One last one, Jeff. How do we support the people?
How do we support
what
people?
How do we support them?
You're breaking up, Tim. I did not catch that.
Oh, how do I support the people in Newburgh?
Good question. there is an organization. I'll find it, Tim, and I'll send it to you by email. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
There is a group, a strong group, and we do want to support them very much. Thanks, Tim. Good questions. I mean, if the Republican Party hasn't learned anything, any lessons, then there's no way that you're going to win again. Because if the Republican Party continues as a party, continues to nominate people who are just going to go along to get along, you're going to accept the leftist movement that Joe Biden has so aggressively pushed us towards and not stand against it and fight it when they get into power, and they will be. Then there's no point. There's no incentive. And this is what Trump did. Trump showed people that he was different. He wasn't part of the problem. He wasn't afraid to buck his own party. He wasn't go along, get along. That's why the Republican rhinos hated him so much. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. I do know one thing. I love your passion and your hope, because we always must have hope. But we'll see if it's a game changer, because there is no accountability, Jeff, on either side. And, our Constitution has been eroded greatly. I'm going to say that, God's in charge. The things that are occurring are biblical. And there is going to be a change eventually, because we're all going to be held accountable for our actions and stuff. Is it going to happen sooner or later? Only God knows. But, until there is accountability on both sides, there is not going to be a whole heck of a lot of improvement. I haven't heard one person say, from the Senate, that, hey, this is just flat unconstitutional. The states are in charge of how they conduct their elections, and what you're doing is unconstitutional. So follow the constitutional, dang it. It's all about money and power. Just look at this transgender stuff. Good old pharmaceutical companies are making millions on hormone therapy and stuff like that. And they're dictating
sadly
what's going on, and we're following it.
Sadly, I think you're right about that. 6:48, back in a moment.
Great day, Jeff. Love you, man.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Julie writes an email and says, one of your callers caused me to think about societal problems. I believe homelessness can be traced back to Carter when he closed mental hospitals, did not make an accommodation for housing and care for these people. They took to the streets because there was no place for them. At the same time, they were declared to be legally competent. They weren't then, they aren't now. School issues can be traced back to the time schools of education eliminated history, geography, and civics to the innocuous term social studies. This allows topics of all types to be discussed, in spite of the prevailing mores of proper people. Indoctrination about LGBTQ, socialism, and a myriad of other ideas happens because it is social studies. Now, in that regard, there's a story in the Federalist today. In defiance of Youngkin, the new governor of Virginia, Fairfax Public School demands that high schoolers participate in a privilege bingo. Okay? The exercise was entitled Identifying Your Privilege. And it's littered with bingo spaces accusing students who are a, quote, military kid, unquote, white, male, cisgender, Christian, and more of being privileged. This is a report in the Daily Wire about this. Now, this is the educational establishment giving the middle finger to parents, not just the governor, folks, but to parents. This is deep. This is a game changer. I truly believe that. Folks, if you're looking at buying and selling a home, why don't you talk to Rebecca Donaldson? She's the award-winning real estate broker, won Best of the Willamette Valley, which means she's pretty good at what she does. You can give her a call if you're thinking about buying a house or selling a house at 503-269-0747, 269-0747, or check out her website, rebeccasgothouses.com, rebeccasgothouses.com. Let's go to Rebecca. Speaking of Rebecca, Rebecca, good morning.
Yeah, you often call on me right after you have that advertisement for Rebecca Donaldson. when people call up and talk about the Republican Party like it's a set thing, I feel like you have a misunderstanding of what a party is. And a party is the people that join it at a particular time. And lots of people join a party who are trying to have goals exactly the opposite of you. So the whole point with a party is to try to get many, many people to join who have the same goals as you. And then you have the power. By the way, a party is made up of the precinct committee people who get elected out of a precinct. And so if you want power in a party, you have to get a lot of people who have your same goals to join the party and all fight together as a unit. And I feel like one of the things that happens at the level is that all of us who are out here don't understand what a party actually is, and we think that a party is a static thing, when actually it's the votes that happen within the precinct committee meetings, and also those of the delegates that go to the convention. And those are the people that have power. And you can have that power if you get elected by 3 votes in your precinct. It doesn't take very much to become a precinct committee person. But then you have to get educated how the party works.
Rebecca, I got to let you go. I got to let you go, unfortunately, because I've got 2 more callers here and I want to get to them. Thank you. Good point. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, did Tim say that Mitt Romney kept people home? They didn't vote because they felt like Mitt Romney was the same guy as Obama?
I think so. That he was not different enough. Didn't stand for something different than what Obama stood for, because he was anti-Trump before he was anti-Trump, I guess.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say that should not matter. If we do it that way, then we're suppressing our own vote. I mean, there's still enough of a difference between a rhino and a Democrat. They're not the same duck. And nobody should ever.
But in some people's mind,
ever.
But in some people's mind, they aren't. And in some people say, what? There's not a dime's worth of difference between them. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. And they literally do not turn out and vote. Thanks, Kathy. Let's move on to Jerry, and then I've got a email to read to conclude the show. Jerry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Go Ducks. Although their game is canceled tonight. So, hey, I got an interesting story for you. My neighbor's brother came down with COVID down in Texas, and it started getting worse and worse. And so he started looking into ivermectin. He knew that my neighbor had some. So my neighbor sent some down to him overnight, and in the meantime, he got a hold of this doctor in St. Louis, who got a hold of a doctor in Georgetown that somehow was connected, sounded like, with the frontline doctors. Now, this doctor was able to get him a prescription, but he was not able to get the ivermectin to him overnight. He would have got it yesterday or day before yesterday or something like that. And instead, he got it last Thursday. So as he's talking to this Georgetown, he says, I've got the ivermectin, and I'm going to take enough for 250 pounds. And the doctor says, no. You want to take enough for 500 pounds. You need to double this thing up to get an effect on it. Well, the long and the short of it is, you know, he got better, but one of the things that came out is that this guy that had the disease, his son worked in a hospital in the ICU in Houston. And he was doing COVID patients on breathing apparatus, who had a survival rate of 10% off of the respirator. Well, the guys in Georgetown, their survival rate off the respirator was 75%. 10%
versus
75% by using frontline doctors versus what the federal government is doing.
All right, Jerry, thank you. Unfortunately, we're at the end of our time. There's a great email. I'll have to read it tomorrow. No guarantees. It's a game changer. The response to my thesis. See you tomorrow.